now to the news that the NFL might have to spend as much as $1 billion to resolve thousands of concussion lawsuits. You followed the reporting. The NFL has been dogged for years by complaints that it hid the risks of repeated concussions to keep players on the field. Plaintiffs like Kevin Turner, a former player for the Philadelphia Eagles and the New England Patriots, sued. Turner, who has Lou Gehrig's disease, said after the deal was announced, what matters now is time, and many retired players don't have much left. Christopher Seeger is one of the attorneys for the retired NFL players.
The retired player community overwhelmingly supports this agreement and is eager to begin taking advantage of its benefits. In fact, throughout this process, the most common question we've heard from retired players has been, how quickly can we get help?
Well, the payout process could start as soon as this summer. Mike Pesca is here now, sports analyst, also host of the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. And so, Mike, tell us more. What are some of the details of this plan?
Well, it will span 65 years. It could cost the NFL $900 million or more. The pay will be based on the severity of the injury, also the longevity of the player's career.
Well, and what does that mean? Because I think I heard a pro player this morning say, you know, how is this going to affect players who are much older, much nearer the end of their life? Will they get a lot more than somebody who's younger and will need support for many more years?
No, it will go by a number of things, including how long the player was in the league. But then there will be, for instance, dementia has a dollar amount attached to it. Early onset dementia is a few million dollars attached to it. The highest award would be in the several millions of dollars for a player who's played 10 years and had ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. But there will be many lesser awards that are designed to help players throughout their careers. And I think the lawyer was accurate. Sometimes they're not, but in this case, they are. There are a few players, Junior Seau is the most famous, who didn't sign on. But the players want what they can get now. And a lot of them are already suffering, and a lot of them are worried about suffering. So if they could get their money now, they'd be happy. And this is why they favored the deal even when the dollar amount wasn't as high as it was now. It was the judge, Anita Brody, who said, no, we don't want just a cap of $675 million. You have to take off that cap. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be in a position to approve an award, and it turns out that that is insufficient to pay all the players for their ailments. So it's uncapped now.
Yeah, and you mentioned Judge Jody. She's rejected a deal twice before. She asked for different things like partial credit for time played in NFL Europe. What else did she want?
Well, yes, the big issue was the cap on how much total the NFL will pay. But both sides say it really shouldn't be much more. They don't expect it to be much more than that number, 675. And if we're hearing a different figure, that, like as you said in the introduction, that the total settlements may be upwards of near $1 billion, well, you have to take into account things like lawyers' fees, and that could be over $100 million. There's also a $75 million allotment for a program of baseline examinations of players for brain impairment and counseling and treatment. In fact, that was capped too. That was capped at 75. Now that cap has been taken off. Once again, same thing. Yeah. Both sides don't think it will cost that much more, but if it has to cost much more, the judge said that the NFL will have to pay it.
And just briefly, I think I just heard you say something that alludes to this. So now players might be more willing to get brain scans if, in fact, that's going to mean that they might get some payment. Because I'm thinking that some of these degenerative diseases aren't found until after someone's died.
Yes, there is a new test being done by UCLA that promises to diagnose chronic traumatic encephalopathy. But right now, it can only be done after an autopsy. That was actually a point of contention. Can we, you know, have funding for more methods to find CTE? And that was not part of this agreement.
Yeah. Well, Mike, we remember last month, San Francisco 49ers linebacker Chris Borland shocked everybody. He'd just completed his rookie season, had everything, you know, laid out for him. And then he retired because he was concerned over head injuries. So this is not going away.
It's not going away, but I think the NFL is happy with this agreement, as happy as they could be said to be, because they're a $10 billion industry. They make about $10 billion in revenue a year when you add it all up. So this one-time payment of less than $1 billion is sort of a kind of horrible cost of doing business, but they'd look at it like a cost of doing business. Now, on the other side, a lot of people who are very sympathetic to the players, and many of them absolutely deserve the sympathy, say, aren't they settling for little? But you have to realize realize that the court, there's no ruling in this case. There's no admission of guilt. And it's very unclear if the players would have won. I mean, they collectively bargained their health. And so that was a big hurdle to clear. There was so much uncertainty on both sides. It could have been possible that the players would have lost, but the trial would have been so embarrassing that both sides wouldn't have wanted that outcome. So that's why you have this outcome, which is the players get some of what they want, and the NFL gets to say that this issue is at least sidelined for now.
Is it? Because you mentioned players who didn't accept the deal. They're going to have lawsuits.
They are, but from this point forward, so much more is known about the dangers. Now, if you go back to Junior Seau and if you go back to players of that generation, the NFL is still or could be possibly on the hook for payments there. But yeah, from this point forward, I mean, what the retirements, early retirements of the players indicate to me are that NFL players are going into this with more information than they've ever had before. Not that it's a safe game, but maybe more informed choices can be made.
Mike Pesca, Here Now sports analyst and host of the daily podcast, The Gist at Slate.com. Thanks as always.
You're welcome.